This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. 5 years after the fighting started, we're about to revisit a few places whose names conjure up some of the darkest images of the war in Iraq. There's Ramadi, where the center of town became a combat zone. There's Fallujah, where American contractors were hung from a bridge. And there's Haditha, where U.S. Marines killed 24 civilians.
All those places are in the western province of Al-Anbar. This cradle of the Sunni insurgency looked all but lost just a year ago. It's made a turnaround that has surprised even those who fought there. Marine Major General John Kelly is among them. He was at the Battle of Fallujah back in 2004, the first one, that is. Both his sons fought in the second battle just a few months later. General Kelly returned last month to command all forces in western Iraq and stepped into a world much changed.
If you were to move into Ramadi, Fallujah, Haditha, Al-Qaim, the whole river valley, you would see thriving commerce, little traffic jams. The kids, there's not enough schools, yet, so you have a half-day classes, and then every day, in fact, I was just driving out towards Ramadi and just happened to catch it when the kids were coming home from school. I mean, just exactly like any kind of large city school with students are everywhere going home with their bags and all that kind of thing. Still a dangerous place, Renee. There are still remnants of Al-Qaeda looking for the opportunity to either hurt us or the police or the sheikhs or the mayors. Those are really the people, frankly, they're targeting now, because the real threat to their existence is the police. And we've got about 24,000 police in the Anbar province who are taking the majority of the casualties here. They're softer than we are because of the way we're arming up and all.
In addition to the police, there are also these awakening councils, concerned local citizens, one might call them. They are often called Sons of Iraq. If the U.S. is ever to leave Iraq, though, these awakening council members, these Sons of Iraq, it is key that the groups get absorbed into the Iraqi security forces. How is that to be done?
The awakening movement is not a bunch of armed guys. They're the leadership within the province, particularly in the Ramadi Fallujah area, and they're developing, and this is a good thing, into a political party. The other organizations you talk about, Sons of Iraq, Concerned Local Citizens, those kind of things, in some cases, in fact, they are being paid, and the idea is they're augmenting the police efforts. How do you absorb these guys? I think over time, Renee, as jobs become more plentiful, you'll have these guys just go into things that they really want to do. As an example, I talk to police officers through interpreters a lot. Did they grow up as little boys wanting to be police officers in Fallujah? A lot of them will tell you they'd rather be a graphic artist or, you know, an electrician or go to college and become an engineer. Right now, that's not possible for them. But what is possible for them is a job as a police officer.
And as far as these, again, these Sons of Iraq, I gather there's recently been formed a Daughters of Iraq.
There are, and that's been a very local thing here. In the Fallujah area, they did come to us about the issue of female suicide bombers, because the police felt as though that our female Marines, even though they were females patting down females, that they weren't doing it aggressively enough. What we did was we started a small six-day training program. They don't carry firearms, but we give them some basic pistol training. We're hoping once the men get used to that, the male police, that we can move on and perhaps get into a ladies' auxiliary or something within the police department and then full membership sometime down the road.
Is this group, though, also capable of weaving women into the economy?
We have women's initiatives and work with women leadership. We have a really nice women's center in downtown Ramadi where women go in for vocational training. The issue of women who have either been left by their husbands or women who have lost their husbands, we're working to provide them some education, sewing, vocation, so that they can make a buck. There's a lot of things you can do over here that you can hire local folks. And I'll give you one example. As we looked at the problems of overcrowding and just funding in some of the jails, we found a way to put some people to work and to make the conditions in the jails better by hiring local women in Fallujah to cook a couple of meals a day. Laundry services, again, find some women that need to make money and hire them to do that. And there's not a lot of resistance by the male population about it. Sometimes I think they themselves are startled by having never realized that the women in their lives can't do other things other than what they currently do in the culture. But right now, to be perfectly honest with you, we need to absorb a very, very large number of male Iraqis, mostly young, into the economy. And if we can't do better over time of absorbing them, you'll have the typical problems associated with idle young men with too much time on their hands, particularly when you still have a Al-Qaeda organization that is out to recruit.
And General Kelly, would you like to see the Marines begin pulling out? There was talk of a drawdown as early as this summer.
We all hope we withdraw from here because that means the job is done. You know, the Iraqi government can stand up on its own two feet, training wheels off. That means the people out here in Al-Anbar province that most of us have gotten fairly fond of have some hope for the future. As far as withdrawal goes, I mean, you know, to me it's event-based. My recommendation would be that we take a look, see at what happens for a few months after the surge is off, and if it holds, then we can start withdrawing. So, yeah, we want to leave here.
Just one last question, General Kelly. In the couple of months since you've been back in Anbar on this third tour of yours, has there been a defining moment for you about where the war is going?
I was walking around with a delegation the other day. We were up in Haditha. Haditha was an ugly, ugly, ugly city less than a year ago. We landed in a landing zone in the Osprey airplane. That landing zone is a soccer field. Less than a year ago, the Al-Qaeda marched out 12 police officers, had all of their families and the local leadership, sheikhs and whatnot, in the stands, and then they cut each one of their heads off one by one. Today, we walk through Haditha without any helmet, without any flak jacket on. That kind of thing is startling, the lack of violence and the normalcy that I've seen.
Thank you very much for joining us again.
Renee, always. Thanks very much.
Marine Major General John Kelly is on his third tour in Iraq. He's the commanding general of multinational forces in western Iraq and joined us from Camp Fallujah.